Tempted to judge others or look down on them? Pastor Dave Rolfe urges us to steer clear of that sort of thing.
Christian or non-Christian, no matter who they are, we throw a stone at them, guess who gets the stone? The one who bore all of our iniquities on himself. The one who was perfect and gave his life for us on the cross. We are stoning him. We are rejecting him when we reject anyone who their story hasn't been finished yet. Oh, there is a day when Jesus actually will judge. There is a time when he will judge. But his judgment will be simply, did you let me save you? Did you believe in me? Did you let me rescue you? Or do you want to take this on your own?
Wake up my soul. Wake up early in the day. Wake up my hand and the instrument I play. Wake up my voice. Let the world hear me say, you are worshipped and exalted here today.
What is God like and how should we treat those in sin? A couple of key questions we'll be considering today. As we get back into our study of John, and along the way, you'll discover something we can truly be thankful for, the forgiveness of Jesus. Our teacher is Pastor Dave Rolfe, and in chapter 8, we find Jesus displaying the tender mercies of God to a young woman caught in a very embarrassing sin that could cost her her very own life. She was brought before Jesus by the Pharisees, who had a wrong view of authority, of the scriptures, and especially of people. From John chapter 8, here's Pastor Dave on The Balanced Word.
Jesus told them most assuredly in verse 34, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. And they began to argue with him again. It's like, whoops, yeah, I believe you. But not if it means I have to admit that I'm a slave. Not if it means that I have to assent to the fact that I am continuing to sin, that I'm falling short of the glory of God. The being a slave to sin means that you do things that aren't best for you. And that's something that we all have in common. But some people rejected him because they just didn't want to admit who they really were. They did not want to have to say, yes, I am a slave to sin. Yes, I fail. Yes, I come short. They were like, that's not me. It's amazing how easy it is for us to judge other people for just being addicted to things that we're not addicted to when we are, in fact, addicted to other things. You know, the truth is, we are all slaves of sin. And when he's talking about the Son making you free, it's something that's future. It's also in the middle voice, which in Greek means that this is something that you work through. This is something that you are involved in this process along with God. It's really easy for us to judge someone who is addicted to substances. Like, oh, how can you be an addict? That's awful. And yet, we might be addicted to food. Well, that's different. That's something spiritual. Come on. Every month that together, we feed that addiction. And so we can sit here and not admit, you know what? There are things that are destroying me that I am addicted to. Maybe it's the way I treat people. Maybe it's the way I destroy relationships. Maybe it's the way I'm a workaholic and I try to find all my satisfaction in work. Maybe it's the way I neglect my family. It's like every one of us needs to understand, I'm guilty. I am trapped. I am judged. I am absolutely enslaved to behavior. Now, you know, we can, as you grow, as you get older, there are certain sins that just kind of drop out of your life. And that's good. For a lot of us, we can go, yeah, before I was a Christian, you know, I did this and this and this, and now I don't do that. And I have to confess, some of the things that I used to do, God just took them away from me as soon as I became a Christian. Some of the sins I used to commit, I'm too tired to do them now. But there's something that I still do really well, and it comes up whenever I judge people, and it's the worst sin of all, and that is pride. The scriptures is very clear that pride is the worst sin. That when I judge someone else and look down on them, I am committing the worst sin that there is. C.S. Lewis calls pride the mother of all sins, because he says, pride is what made the devil the devil. Now, when I am judging others in a prideful way, what does that tell me about me? I don't realize that though I have dropped some addictions, I have exchanged those addictions for other addictions. And I am someone who needs to be set free. I am someone who continues to sin. And if that really stumbles you, that, oh no, a pastor is addicted to sins, well, look in the mirror and we're all the same. There is never a point until I get to heaven when I break my addictions completely. But do you understand how ironic it is? If I am throwing stones at someone for their slavery, when in fact I am a slave of sin myself. I just happen to be in a different cell. I just have to be enslaved in maybe a little different way. But here I am judging. They didn't get it. Like, you think you're not slaves, but you are slaves. You're slaves to sin. If you're doing anything that's less than God's standard of perfection for your life, man, it's because you're a slave. And why don't you want to be delivered from that, get involved in that process? But especially, how dare you throw stones at others when you're the same? How dare you throw stones at Jesus himself, who hasn't, he's the one guy that had the right to stone the girl. If it means, if you're without fault, cast the first stone. He could have, and he didn't. And he said, I don't judge. So how arrogant and prideful we are when we lift a stone to throw at another, when ultimately we're all guilty. It's a full-time job for me to deal with my own garbage. I don't have the time or the energy or the right to judge somebody else. I get really grieved when I see people who their whole life is all about judging other people. Oh, you know, did you see this? What this politician's doing, or this business person, or this country, or this. You know what? When I get free, which is when I'm in heaven, then I could finally do that, and then in heaven I'm not going to be able to find anybody to throw stones at anyway, because we all got there the same way. It's so important for us to understand. People will reject Jesus because they just don't want to own up to their own stuff. And we will judge others for the exact same reason. I think that their sin stinks worse than mine. And it doesn't. It's the same. But he says, you can be free. They didn't want to be free because the way to be free is to admit that you're a slave. And they couldn't face that. Then look over at verse 43. He says, why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. If we don't understand that it is not for us to judge, that we need his mercy and his grace, if we don't understand what he has done for us, what he did on the cross, and we kind of think we can stand in our own merit, we're just not listening. That's why earlier when he said, you know, if you abide in my word in verse 31, you're my disciples indeed. Sometimes we just don't listen to what he says because we hear what we want to hear. What we want to hear is something that makes us look better than somebody else. If these guys would have listened to what he said, to listen to his word, to abide in his word, it's why it's so important for us as Christians to stay in his word, to listen to what he has to say. But you know what? Listening to his word is not a guarantee that we're not going to judge others. If you're going to listen to his word, listen to this first. Don't judge. I don't judge anyone. I am not in the business of condemnation, he says. Do you hear that word? Otherwise, you'll listen to the Bible and read the Bible and you'll be like, yeah, I know the Bible better than anybody. Did you listen to what Jesus said? If you don't listen to what he says, you will end up throwing away so much of what he wants to do in your life, so much of what he wants to do through you in the lives of others, because you're just not listening very well. And then down in verse 45, he says, but because I tell the truth, you don't believe me. Ultimately, not only are we not listening to him when we judge others and when we decide we don't want to follow him, but the truth is, we don't want to know the truth. Somebody can show us. Jesus can say something that's very clear. And for these guys, and sometimes for us, we can just go, I don't think I want to hear that. You know, Pastor, I came to church and I don't want to hear that I can't judge people. I want you to get up there and judge people. I want to see, in fact, even if you attack me, great. But make sure that you attack those people, then these people and this deal. And, you know, I'm so disappointed I came to church and you did not attack other religions, other churches. You didn't attack other political parties from yours. You didn't. Are you listening to him? Do you really want to know the truth? Jesus says, if you don't really want to know the truth, but instead you just want to know that you're right, you'll miss him. And the natural reaction of that will be to judge, will be to condemn others, will be to live an arrogant life where you think you are superior to others. And the truth is, when you do that, you are rejecting Jesus Christ. There are people who say, oh, I would never want to be a Christian because I look at Christians and they're such a mess. And I would say, yeah, it's true, we are. And just like if you go to the hospital and it's full of sick people, it's what brings us to Jesus is because we are a mess. But guess what? If you think without Jesus that you're better off than people with Jesus, you haven't really paid attention to what he has to say and you just don't want to know the truth. The truth is so amazing. You don't have to, you know, make sure that you're better than everyone else. You can be forgiven. You can be forgiven just like anyone else can be forgiven. And that is what Jesus says will set you free. But it's a choice that you make. Finally, as he gets down to the end of the chapter in verse 56, he says, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. They were so proud of being from Abraham. And he saw it and was glad. And the Jews say, come on, you're not even 50 years old and you've seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. He had been using that expression in the Greek, ego eimi, I am, throughout this chapter and throughout this book. And they keep going, you are what? But here he makes it very clear, changes up the tense of the verb to say, before Abraham was, I am. And they knew what that meant. I am was the personal name of God, Yahweh in the Hebrew. And he's claiming to be God. He's like, oh, you think what I've done so far is bad? Let me tell you about this. I am. Period. What did they do? They took up stones, verse 59, to throw at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and he passed by. He was able to get away. It wasn't his time yet. You catch the irony that the same people who wanted to condemn a woman who was caught in adultery, half a chapter later, they want to take those same stones up off the ground and stone Jesus himself. That's what Jesus saw in her. And that's what it's so important for us to understand, that when we pick up stones against anyone, when we throw a stone at anyone, we are throwing a stone at Jesus himself. When we judge people, we judge Jesus because he took all the condemnation on himself. As the 53rd chapter of Isaiah says there in verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've all messed up. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Jesus would go, you want to stone somebody? Stone me. I know you're going to kill me. I know what you're trying to do. I understand it. But look at you. You thought you were stoning a woman who was caught in adultery, and in reality, those rocks were for me. It's so important for us as people who say that we follow Jesus, that we have a relationship with him, that we understand when we lift a stone to throw at somebody else, Christian or non-Christian, no matter who they are, we throw a stone at them, guess who gets the stone? The one who bore all of our iniquities on himself, the one who was perfect and gave his life for us on the cross. We are stoning him. We are rejecting him when we reject anyone who their story hasn't been finished yet. Oh, there is a day when Jesus actually will judge. There is a time when he will judge. But his judgment will be simply, did you let me save you? Did you believe in me? Did you let me rescue you? Or do you want to take this on your own? So they're throwing it at you and they're hitting me, but hey, if that's what you want, you can continue to experience hell like you have on earth, being away from me, and it will just get worse and worse as you choose to go to a place of torment, and you're not going there because I judge you, you're going there because you already judge yourself because of the choices that you made. So important for us to understand this, especially as we celebrate communion that we will do in a couple of minutes. Communion is what Jesus did with his disciples. He said, here, take this piece of bread, this unleavened bread, because this is my body that's broken for you. He said, drink this juice because this is my blood that was shed for you. It's this reminder that who he is, he's in us, if we have allowed him to be, that we are those who are related to him, who have been forgiven by him, that, hey, we're all attacked all the time. Like Dylan said, everybody must get stoned. There's always somebody who wants to, that's what the song actually means. I hate to let you down. But there's always going to be somebody throwing rocks, and Jesus is like, I'm going to catch those rocks, and I'm going to take them on myself. And here we are. After we celebrate his death, we remember what he did for us, can we then walk away and start throwing those rocks that he took at somebody else? We need to let the story be told. I don't know how the story ends, so I just don't want to be somebody who is in the position of doing something, judging people that Jesus said, I'm not going to do it. That isn't what I want to do. I want to rescue. I want to save. It's so important for us to understand this, you guys, because it's the one thing that will really get people's attention who don't know Jesus. When they find that one person who says, I don't condemn you. I do not judge you. I don't know your whole story. I don't know how it's going to end up. I want to tell you, you can be delivered. You can be saved. You can discover a life that's free. But it's not for me to judge you. You need to judge yourself. When Jesus gave them communion, he said, as you take this, let a man examine himself. Let people look at themselves and go, okay, who am I? Where am I? What's going on in my life? When we partake in communion, it's a time when, again, we are reminded our garbage got put on him. Our offense, everything that people attack us for and everything that we attack ourselves for, don't sit there and bang yourself in the head with a rock either. It was all put on Jesus. And that's what we celebrate when we partake communion. Now, if you're here and you don't know if you've really been forgiven, you've been trying to justify yourself, you've been thinking you're pretty good because you're better than most people that you know, and somehow you even feel self-righteous about the fact that you can always tweet something that puts somebody else down, or you can always, you know, put that meme out there that makes fun of somebody and makes them look like a loser, but you feel like I'm better than they are. Are you better than Jesus? Man, today would be the day when you want to stop that nonsense, when you want to hear his voice and just decide, I want him to take my condemnation. I am a slave to sin, but I want him to teach me how to be free indeed. And you can receive that assurance. If you aren't sure where you stand with God, just tell him, I'm receiving your love. I'm receiving your forgiveness. Thank you that you took the stones that were meant for me. I want to be clean. I want to admit I need you. I am a slave, but I want to be set free. I want to get on the path to discovering a better life and a more full relationship with you. And if you've never done that, just pray that prayer. As we receive the elements, just tell him, yep, I want that. I need that. I've been so defensive because of people attacking me, and I want to stop worrying about that. I want to stop attacking others. For the rest of us who are Christians, let's examine our own hearts. As we remember, communion is about the fact that he took the stones, that he took the punishment, that we don't have to give that out. It's a good time for us to just think, man, I have been kind of judgmental lately. I have been acting like, you know, other people's sin stinks worse than mine. I have been thinking that I need to point out this for the good of society, that this is going on or that's. Let's just lay down our stones. The rocks that we would throw at anyone, let's lay down the attacks. Let's instead remember that Jesus took on him the iniquity of everyone. If we throw stones at other people, we are throwing stones at him. Drop your rocks. We're all in the same boat. We all sin. Communion speaks to us of that, reminds us so powerfully of the fact that we're all in this together. Either he took all of our sins or he didn't. Either way, it's fruitless to judge others, to throw rocks at people, not realizing ultimately those same rocks are going to end up being thrown at him because we act like he really isn't the loving, forgiving God that he is. We act like we don't even know God. Let's make sure that we get back in touch with the elements of Christianity that are to the core of what we believe and of what we follow, that we don't throw stones, that we receive forgiveness, and we extend it as well, that we look at people and just go, your future can be better than your past. It's up to you. It's not up to me.
You're listening to The Balanced Word with Pastor Dave Rolfe. As we go through the Gospel of John together, there may come a time when you'd like to hear a message again. You can do so rather easily at thebalancedword.com or call and request a CD copy at 949-362-7475. By the way, we're making this complete series in John available to you on a thumb drive for a donation of $10 or more. Go through this powerful gospel from start to finish with Pastor Dave. Again, call 949-362-7475 and we can help you with that. Please remember, it's your support that allows us to bring the teaching of God's Word to the radio every day. Thank you for standing with us. Again, we can be reached at 949-362-7475. Or you can make a donation and resource request online at thebalancedword.com. We'd like to invite you to visit us at Pacific Hills Calvary Chapel in Aliso Viejo. Pastor Dave Rolfe teaches most weekends, and you can hear him teach the Word Sunday morning at 8, 9:45, and 11:30. He always enjoys meeting his listeners, so please say hi after the service. Visit ccpacifichills.org for more information. Check out Pastor Dave's one-minute messages, a great way to start the day. You can listen to them at thebalancedword.com. Or watch them on Instagram or Facebook by following CC Pacific Hills. Finishing up our time in prayer, here's Pastor Dave once again.
Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your love and your grace and your forgiveness. Every one of us would deserve to be stoned, to be destroyed, because we've all fallen short. We're all slaves. We don't want to argue that we're not. We've all condemned ourselves by the way we live, and every one of us needs your grace. If there are people here today who have never received you, have never accepted the fact that you want to take their sins on yourself, help them to know, as we receive communion, that they can be forgiven and be cleansed and start life fresh by trusting in you, the one who conquered death, to be able to set them free indeed. Help them not to leave here today still being enslaved. And for all of us, Lord, we need you to lovingly let us know when we start doing what you said you don't do, that is judging people. Help us to leave that to you. Help us to represent your love and your grace and your forgiveness in the deepest way possible. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Next time on The Balanced Word, listen in to Dave Rolfe's message, Blindness to Light, as we open up John chapter 9. We'll see you then. This program is brought to you by Pacific Hills Calvary Chapel.
Wake up my soul. Wake up early in the day. Wake up my hands. And